This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Moscow on Sunday recorded the worst daily coronavirus death toll so far for a Russian city as countries across the Asia-Pacific region extended or reimposed restrictions to tackle fresh waves of infections. The pandemic has now killed close to 4 million people across the world, but vaccination drives have brought down infection numbers in many wealthy countries, though the Delta strain of the virus remains a concern. The variant is now in 85 countries and is the most contagious of any COVID-19 strain identified, according to the World Health Organization. Still, in much of Europe and the United States, curbs on daily life are easing as vaccination programs bear fruit, although Russia is grappling with a deadly third wave. The Russian capital on Sunday recorded 144 deaths in the last 24 hours, a day after St. Petersburg set the previous highest figure. Russia as a whole has seen an explosion of new infections since mid-June, driven by the Delta variant. The dramatic rise in cases comes as officials in Moscow are pushing vaccine-skeptical Russians to get inoculated after lifting most antivirus restrictions late last year. The Delta variant is also feeding fresh outbreaks in Southeast Asia and Australia, where authorities have brought back or prolonged restrictions. More than 5 million Sydney residents endured their first full day of a two-week lockdown Sunday to contain an outbreak of the strain. Thailand will, from Monday, reimpose restrictions on restaurants, construction sites, and gatherings in the capital, Bangkok, as it tries to contain a wave of infections. And in neighboring Malaysia, the prime minister announced that a nationwide lockdown in place for about a month already will continue, with no date given for the lifting of restrictions. This is VOA News.